Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the January 6th tapes, all of them, have finally been released, thanks to our new Speaker of the House. And boy, oh boy, did we tell you so. You know, when the Democrats were blocking this, oh, these don't need to be released. No, these have to be kept confidential. We knew exactly what they were going to show. When we knew why the Democrats were fighting so hard to make sure the American people never actually saw all of these tapes, just little bits and pieces that they wanted you to see. That's because they wanted to control the narrative, the greater narrative about what happened there. If you saw 6 minutes of footage and 5.5 minutes were people breaking windows and screaming and yelling, then you get the impression that that's all basically that was going on. Pandemonium at the Capitol. Oh, my God. Everyone was running for their lives. Never been more scared in my life, said some people. It was just utter pandemonium. An insurrection. An attempt to overthrow the government, a duly elected governor of the United States of America. An offense so egregious that even if you had fourth stage cancer and you were a grandmother, you're going to jail because we can't have this encroachment upon our democracy. We can't have this absolute abysmal attempt by crazed Trump supporters to literally overthrow the government. That's what we were told. Well, you can now go and take a look at these tapes. You can see exactly what happened. Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that there weren't some people that committed some acts of violence, broke some windows, and was vandalizing some things, because there were some. But was that the greater narrative about what was happening on that day? Absolutely not. Not close. It wasn't close. These are the same people, by the way, I want you to remember, these are the exact same people that while Wendy's was burning behind a CNN commentator was saying, the George Floyd riots here are mostly peaceful. How many people died during the George Floyd riots? How many people were injured, severely injured during the George Floyd riots? How much property damage was done during the George Floyd riots? I want you to match it up. Because you were told those riots were mostly peaceful. These were just peaceful protests. Yes, a few people got out of hand, but you can't judge the actions of a few people by the greater good. Remember when you were told that? Oh, it was just a very select handful of people. Just a very select handful of people who committed bad acts. But don't worry. The vast majority of those people were righteous. Oh, I see. Well, what did I see when I watched the January 6th tape? I saw literally people walking through the corridors of the Capitol building, bumping hands with police officers, not fighting them, police officers not trying to get them out and then saying, we won't go, and all this kind of stuff. No. I saw protesters walking by, extending their hand, and getting fist bumps from police officers, Capitol Hill police officers. I saw Capitol Hill police officers actually escorting people. This is where this happens. This is where this happened. I saw 7, 8, 10, 12 officers lined up just watching people very casually strolling by. They weren't screaming. They weren't yelling. They weren't vandalizing. They weren't threatening. They were walking with signs, some of them, and some with American flags, patting police officers on the back in some cases. The narrative you were told by the Democrats were an angry mob stormed the Capitol, hell-bent on killing anyone they seen, breaking windows, vandalizing. If the police tried to stop them, the police were beaten. One was beaten to death, we were told, which is an absolute 100% lie that's still being perpetrated by Karine Jean-Pierre, who said people died at the Capitol that day. No, one person died, and her name was Ashley Babbitt, and she was blown off the face of the earth by a Capitol police officer when she didn't even have a weapon in her hand and was posing no viable threat to anyone. That's who died that day, Karine Jean-Pierre, nobody else. The very police officer, we were told, oh, he was so badly trampled and beaten that he couldn't even move. We see him walking around afterwards when everyone is gone from the Capitol. He doesn't look injured. He doesn't look panicked. He doesn't look worried. He's laughing and joking and doing his normal routine. Now, I want to address the people who did cause some trouble, because this is the problem, folks. We have no idea who these people are. Could they be Trump supporters? I guess. Could they be agent provocateurs sent to purposely do this to make Trump supporters look bad? I guess. Could they be FBI? I guess. See, the bottom line of the situation here is nobody really knows. But I do know this. A Black Lives Matter activist was in that building, and he smashed windows. And he was convicted of it, by the way. He's just been convicted of it. And you know what his motivation was? Oh, he was a staunch Trump supporter, wasn't he? Hardly. He was there to document what was going to go on. How did he know something was going to go on? He was there to document something going on so that he could sell it to CNN or MSNBC, which he actually succeeded in doing. But you see, there wasn't enough going on. CNN is not going to buy a videotape of people walking harmlessly through the Capitol, bumping fists with police officers and patting them on the back. He needed something salacious, so he started breaking windows, encouraging other people to do it. He started vandalizing things, encouraging other people to do it. That way he could film it. That way he would have a salacious tape that CNN would love to get their hands on and would pay money for. Amazing how that works, right? We literally see in a videotape, and we've seen this before. We saw this back just a few months after it happened. We literally see three or four masked people who were clearly vandalizing things, heading down the stairs. People were yelling Antifa at them because they thought they were Antifa, and they're like, where's security? Your security that broke windows? Who are you with flak jackets and everything else on? I would suggest you're probably some sort of government law enforcement. Folks, what these tapes are showing is very, very clear. The vast majority of what happened on January 6th was people had had enough of being told their votes do not matter. They had enough of being railroaded into saying you will accept the results of an election that your eyes clearly tell you is not possible. And they wanted to show the people within those Capitol buildings, we are not happy. They were not looking to kill Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Oh, I was so scared. I was hiding, and I heard someone say, where is she? Turns out that's a police officer. And by the way, she wasn't at the Capitol. She was in the building across the street where no one was there. Another lie. Absolute lie. Of course the politicians were taken out of the building, because what are you going to do? You have a lot of people storming into the building. There is no actual way of knowing if one of them is a psychopathic murderer, you know, kind of like the border. They say, oh, well, we can't just let anybody into the Capitol. What happens if one of them's a psychopathic murderer? I don't know. What happens if one of them crossing the border is? No, we have no way of knowing who's coming into the Capitol if they just storm the doors. I know you don't have any idea who's coming into our country either if they just storm the border. See how little sense that makes? It's absolutely ridiculous. Folks, they flim-flammed you. What happened at the Capitol was very simple. A bunch of people saw that there were people going inside. Most of them thought the protest is going to take place inside now. There's going to be some people going inside the building, and we're going to continue our protest in there. The cops weren't stopping them. Then a few people got out of hand. Started breaking some windows, acting up. Those few people broke the law. They're not insurrectionists. And you can't trespass if you're told you can come in. I'm watching videos of police officers waving people in. So let me ask you a question. If a police officer tells you, could you come over here for a minute, step inside this building, and you step inside the building and they say you just trespassed, do you think that's fair? Is that a good charge? Or do you think that that would be considered entrapment? I'm following a police officer's orders. They're waving me into this building. You, come here. Come on, let's go. Me? Yeah, you, let's go. Oh, you stepped in the building? Well, you're trespassing. How come they didn't even attempt to stop most of the people who were walking around? And at the very least, let's say that the new narrative is going to be, well, there was too many of them and not enough Capitol Police, so the police just kind of stood back and waited and was making sure there was no violence and was only trying to stop that. Okay, well, if that's the position you want to take, would you fist bump people? Would you pat people on the back? Because that's what they were doing. Would you take people to various rooms and unlock doors? That's what they were doing. So by the very definition, then the Capitol Police, who fist-bumped and let people into building into areas that they didn't belong, even going so far as to unlock the doors, they must be insurrectionists. They were aiding and abetting, correct? Oh, can you tell me where this is? Yeah, let me go show you. Here, come, follow me. Oh, the door's locked. Let me open it up for you. What would that be? Would that not be aiding and abetting insurrection? I would imagine it is. How come there's no Capitol Police being charged with insurrection? Because it didn't happen, folks. It didn't happen. It was one more scam to distract you from the fact that your election was stolen. One more scam. Of course, in a large crowd. Let's say you're going to go to a big rock concert and there's going to be, I don't know, 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 people there. There's going to be a couple of crimes. There's going to be. There's going to be somebody that gets drunk and rowdy and punches somebody. There's going to be somebody who tries to cause some vandalism. That's the way it goes when you have a crowd that big. So, yeah. There were probably a few people who acted up. So you treat them accordingly. You say, okay, listen, you were the first ones come in before the police waved anybody. So you technically did trespass. You were told not to come in and you did. So you trespassed. So you're getting a charge of trespassing. You broke something, you're getting a charge of vandalism, destruction of private property, whatever it happens to be. The people that were waved in, they can't be charged with trespassing. They were told to come in by the police. The people who didn't break anything can't be charged with vandalism. They didn't break anything. They didn't vandalize anything. Ah, but they disrupted a hearing, a very important one. Oh, did that not happen just a month or two ago, as Marjorie Taylor Greene pointed out, when the very building that they were in was overtaken by people? Oh, yeah, they were arrested and let out on $50 bail, same day. There's still people in jail from January 6th. Was anybody shot in the chest? I don't remember. I guess not. Amazing. Police didn't think anybody was worthy of blowing away on that day, huh? It's amazing how that works. They can't hide anymore, folks. The tapes have been released, and it's very, very clear that there was no insurrection attempt. It's very, very clear that the vast, vast, vast majority of people in that Capitol thought they were allowed to come in very civilly and in an organized manner. It's very, very obvious that none of the Capitol Police were fearing for their life or their safety or even the safety of the property, let alone the safety of the people within. Watch the tapes yourself. You don't have to believe me. You can go online and find them. Watch them. You'll see for yourself. You see, but it doesn't matter anymore, folks. We have video evidence that they're lying. It doesn't matter. Those people will still rot in jail because they're Trump supporters, because they tried to buck the machine, and you can't buck the machine. You try to buck the machine eats you, and nothing you can do or say is going to stop that. At least that's the way they want it. I encourage all of you to go watch the tapes, because when you do, you will see that there's a lot of them. It's going to take a long time. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you do it, you will see that for every act of somebody breaking a window, there's literally hours of footage of nothing but peace and boring, just milling about. But this was an insurrection. The George Floyd riots, they were peaceful protests. Despite what your eyes say, to hell with your eyes. You don't get to make a decision based on what you see. We'll tell you what you saw, and you will believe it. You see a Wendy's burning in the background? No, you don't. Yeah, but it's right there. No, you don't. It's a peaceful protest, and if you say it isn't, you're a racist. And on top of being a racist, you're probably a threat to the government. Now we're going to ask you again, do you see a Wendy's burning in the background? That's how they work, folks. They tried to keep these tapes out of the vision of the American people and succeeded in doing so for how long? When Tucker Carlson tried to reveal them, Fox News fired him. And then tried to make up some reason, well, he was mean to a hairdresser. Yeah, yeah, that's why you got rid of your top anchor, because he was mean to a hairdresser? You got rid of him because he had in his hand some evidence that the lies that were being perpetrated by the machine were just exactly that, lies. He showed one clip of the Viking helmeted guy or whatever it is, the guy with a weird hat, being walked right into the main area and sitting in Nancy Pelosi's speaker chair, talking to the police officer, laughing with the police officer. Police officer opened the locked door for him. He had no weapons. He was committing no vandalism. Okay, I guess he's trespassing, but if the cop is letting you in, he's not got the cop at gunpoint saying, unlock the door or you're going to get it. He don't even know where he's going. The cop's like, let me show you. Now you walk down this hall, then you go here, and then we open this door. Oops, it's locked. Let me get the key. Oh, here we go. Now we'll open it up for you. Cool, right? Yeah, nice. All right. Well, make sure you stay peaceful. Oh, yes, sir, I will. That's trespassing? That's insurrection? Since when? Since when? There are people in jail right now, folks, that don't belong in jail. There are people in prison who do not belong in prison. Do you care? If you're a Democrat, I guess the answer is no, I don't care. I don't care because they were trying to help Trump, and as long as they're trying to help Trump, you can hang them from a lamppost. I don't care. Well, you know what? Then you're a lousy human being because you should care. You should care very much because everything we told you about this turned out to be true. How many times does the CNN, MSNBC, and all those people have to lie to you? And people like myself and some other independent journalists tell you the truth before you realize, wait a minute, everything they've said for the past 2 or 3 years has turned out to be true. Maybe I'm better off listening to them. It's unreal. Why wouldn't the Democrats say, absolutely release these tapes? We want the American people to see what these Trump supporters did to the Capitol building. We want the American people to see the absolute crazed nature of this insurrection. We want the people to see how our democracy was almost destroyed. Show it all. And when the American people see what happened, they'll understand why we don't want Donald Trump to be the president. Did they do that? No, they didn't do that. They said, oh, no, you can't release any of those tapes except those parts that we want the American people to see. The rest of those, they got to stay clandestine. Why do they have to? Well, they might accidentally reveal some Secret Service. Oh, really? So you admit there were people in that building, huh? Well, that comes as news to Christopher Wray, who says, I don't know if there was anybody in there. Oh. Well, that's in direct contrast to what we're being told, because we're being told that's why he couldn't release the tapes. Now we find out that one of the perpetrators of the violence was a BLM activist who was trying to sell a video he was taking and needed to have it be salacious enough to merit a high price. That sounds like a setup. How many other people were there purposely to cause violence to make Trump supporters look bad? And maybe a few Trump supporters did cause some violence. I don't know. But it's a question that's worth asking. I want the answers. And you should want the answers, too. But it doesn't matter to them, folks. We've already mentioned the George Floyd riots. Let's go one step farther. We now have a coroner's report that says George Floyd did not die from asphyxiation. George Floyd died as a result of drugs that were in his system causing him to have a heart attack. We have him on literally audio saying, what do I do when my findings do not match up with what they're trying to tell the people happened? If I say this, I'm going to lose my job. We have that on audio. So what does the police officer's lawyer do? The lawyer does the right thing and says, based on this new information, that George Floyd did not die from any form of asphyxiation, we want a retrial. We want his conviction thrown out. Why should he be in prison for killing someone when the coroner himself says it was not a homicide? The Supreme Court of that state said no, absolutely no. The decision holds. Really? The decision holds why? His lawyer pointed out, if we had this information, there's not a jury in the world that could have legally convicted him. So now that we have this information, why is it that you won't at least let us have a retrial? Well, the answer is very simple. They don't want to. They want George Floyd to remain a martyr, despite the fact that he was a man who not only home invaded a pregnant girl, but put a gun to her stomach and threatened to pull the trigger. Let's paint another mural of him on the wall. He's such a saint. He's such a wonderful person. For that, businesses were burned to the ground. For that, an African-American police officer was shot at close range by a thug who was videotaping it for YouTube so his family could watch him die trying to protect his friend's store. For that, we had people burned to death inside their own damn stores because they were trying to protect them. Oh, but that was mostly peaceful. For that, we had police horses stabbed, police cars set on fire, autonomous zones set up in Portland, That's not insurrection. You've taken over a police station. No, no. That's fine. That's more than fine. I just don't understand. I honestly don't get this. I hope that the American people are shown this video, these videos, and will take the time to watch at least most of them and realize that you've been lied to. You don't have to be a Trump supporter. You can hate Donald Trump. See, this is the thing that I want people to understand. If you come to me and say, I would never vote for Donald Trump. I hate Donald Trump. I think his policies are terrible. I think he's an idiot. I think he's a waste of space. That's fine. That's your right. I don't care who you vote for. Vote for who you feel is best. But when you start trying to change the laws, when you start trying to say, well, his supporters should be arrested, his supporters should be stifled, his supporters should be shut up, and not allowed to speak. His supporters should be investigated. His supporters are insurrectionists. His supporters are threats to the government. Now you're worrying me. Because I'm not doing that to you. If you voted for Joe Biden, I'm going to tell you straight up. I think you were bluffed, and I think you're an idiot. I don't think you're a threat to the country. I don't think you want people murdered in the streets. I just think you got bluffed, and you're an idiot. Bottom line of the situation, folks, is they're going to come for you. You can't be woke enough. You can't be whatever enough to satisfy the machine. Eventually, it'll be the Trump supporters, and it'll be Trump, and then it will be you. And then you'll say, but wait a minute. I did everything you asked me to. Yeah, but the one thing you didn't. Sorry. And then you're going to look to people and say, can somebody help me? And the answer is going to be no. Because you didn't speak up when it was happening to others. Now, I'm the first person to tell you, no one should have stormed the Capitol on January 6th. There was no need for the initial people to break into that building, but I don't know who broke in, and neither do you. Is it beyond the realm of possibility that there were people sent there to encourage the crowd to come in? Well, we'll be the first five or six people to break in and say, come on, we're all going inside. Is that possible? Or is that just some far-fetched fantasy conspiracy theory? I would say it's possible. It's worth at least considering. And if that's the case, should people have followed? Probably not. But then they're just trespassers. No one was armed. No one was ready to overthrow a government. No one was holding up a let's find AOC sign. You were lied to. You were absolutely, positively, 100% lied to. And now we know. So what do we do with this knowledge? I guess the same thing they're going to do with the George Floyd knowledge. Absolutely nothing. And this is why I want everybody to go to YouTube and watch Chip Roy stand up and tell it like it is about the Republican Party. Everything that I've been saying on this show about the Republican Party for the last 6 months, Chip Roy said out loud to their face. He said, you talk a good game. You say you're going to do this, that, and the other thing. You go on the news programs. And you say what needs to be done and how things need to change. And then you come here and you do absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's always business as usual. You get nothing done. And then you shrug your shoulders and say, oh, what do you want? We only have the House. He said, then if we take the Senate, it's going to be, yeah, but we don't have 60. And then if we do have 60, it's going to be, yeah, but we got to do it this way or that. There's always an excuse. This is what Chip Roy said. There's always an excuse, and I'm tired of it. If you don't want to work for the American people and do what you were elected to do, get the hell out. Position from the Democrats, but we do not expect it from the Republicans when the Republicans said, this is what we'll do if you elect us, and then we elected you and you said, we're not doing any of it. Chip Roy is 100% correct. He went on a tirade that lasted probably close to 45 minutes, and everything he said in that tirade is 1,000% correct. And it's time we held people's feet to the fire over this. No, we're not going to have endless spending anymore, except we've okayed endless spending. We're going to make sure that we subpoena this person and that person, except we're not going to do that anymore. We have clear evidence that's going to lead to the impeachment of Joe Biden, except now we say, oh, impeachment's probably off the table. We don't want to do that anymore. Everything you've told the American people you were going to do, you don't do. And this is what I've said for I don't know how long. I've told you the most egregious example is Lindsey Graham, who will go on Fox News or Maria Bartiromo's Fox Business and say, you just wait till I get Director Ray on questioning, and the American people are going to see exactly this. We have evidence, and we have this, and we have that, and I'm going to hold his feet to the fire, and the American people are going to see action, and we're going to hold Mr. Ray responsible for all this. Day comes. Mr. Ray, thank you for being here. I'm going to assume that you really didn't know anything about the possibility that there were federal agents disguised as Trump supporters in the building. Is that correct? That is correct. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, Lindsey, you did a great job. Thanks. Boy, he's shaking. That's what Lindsey Graham does. Now, we have a few firebrands. We have a few people who's holding people's feet to the fire. Chip Roy is one of them. There are others. But there's not enough. And Chip Roy said something that I think is very, very important for you to listen to. And he said, there are several or a dozen of my Republican colleagues, if they are Republican. That's what he said. So put your tinfoil hats on for a minute, folks. What's to stop the Democrats from finding some candidate who are middle-of-the-road Republican, leaning maybe even a little left, and telling them, run. Run, you'll win in this Republican state, but then you can really vote for the things we want. You're a secret Democrat. What's to stop that from happening? I see a lot of Republicans who side more with the Democrats than the Republicans. They're not Republicans. They decided what they wanted to be as far as their party is concerned, and then they vote the opposite. Maybe money's changing hands. Who knows what the hell's happening? But Chip Roy is right when he says, if you even are Republican. So when we say, well, we have the House, do we have the House? Or do the Democrats have enough plants in the Republican Party that we really don't have the House? Oh, even if the Republicans win five or six seats, we got nine people in here who are basically on our side. Yeah. Okay. How many Republicans do you think are in the Democrat Party? How about none? How about none? They all vote the same, right? They all stick behind each other. Nothing's going to be done about this. The Supreme Court's not going to say, you got to let these people out of jail, out of prison. They're not going to do it. Just like the state Supreme Court's not going to let Derek Chauvin have a retrial. We can't rewrite history. The narrative was that Derek Chauvin is a racist, who asphyxiated George Floyd in front of a crowd on purpose because he hates black people. And if you have any evidence that shows that's not true, I'm sorry, but that's the narrative we're going with, and any evidence to the contrary will be ignored. Do we want the truth, or do we want fictional stories? I've been very fair on this show, and I'm about to be fair again, by the way. I'm going to tell you something that aggravated me today with Republicans and specifically Trump supporters. I get this big thing saying, oh, Joe Biden did it again. He went over to some little kid, and he's so deranged, and he's so mentally challenged, and he's so cognitively declined. So there was a six-year-old girl in the audience, and he said, what are you, about 17? Can you imagine? He doesn't even know the difference between a six-year-old and a 17-year-old. Shut up. I watched the video. He's joking. He went over and said, hey, honey, oh, that's cute. You got those little ears things on. What are you, 17? And her brother said, no, she's six. Yeah, he knew she's not 17. Stop making up lies about Joe Biden. Just tell the truth, because the truth is horrible enough. You don't have to make up any lies, because, see, when you make up lies, then people think other things are lies that aren't. In that same speech, he lied about his naval service. This is about the fourth story he's told, and all of them are different. He's lying about it. And instead of saying, hey, how come this man either misremembers so much, or he lies? That's fair. But saying he went over to a six-year-old and thought she was 17 is dumb. He did not think she was 17. He was joking. Now, he's an idiot, and I'll tell you why he's an idiot. You've been told to stay away from kids. You've been told it's not a good look for you to go over to little kids and start trying to rub your face on them and everything else. I don't know what your problem is. I think you're trying to look like you're grandfatherly or whatever, but you're a little weird. And all I know is this. If you're a Democrat and you're listening to this, I want you to ask yourself a very important question. If your daughter came to you and said that a man, her father, her grandfather, her uncle, whatever, showered with her when she was 10, 11, 12, and that girl wrote in her diary, it led to me becoming a sex addict. Would you let him near your children again? Would you let that person near your children again, yes or no? Would you say, oh, that's just ridiculous. He can babysit my kid. He can hang out with my kid. Or would you say, I don't know, man. Whether it's true or it's not, that's weird, and I think we better keep the kids away from him. Which is it? I want a real answer to that question if you're a Democrat. I'll bet you if you're a parent, your answer is going to be, no, I'm keeping my kids far away from them. Okay, well, you're voting for the man for president. And every speech he makes, if there's a kid, he's rubbing his face on her. What is the problem? While I'm watching Joe Biden flirt with a six-year-old, I'm watching Donald Trump's granddaughter take him to school, and she's showing him the desk and where she is, and he has that exact feel of a man who says, it's a little embarrassing, you know, but to be here, but I love my granddaughter, and I'm asking questions. You know, this is a horrible evil man. He's not rubbing his face on her. He's not making comments on how cute she looks with those ears, and maybe she's of legal age. But don't lie. See, this is where we run into problems. And this is why the Democrats will always just point out the one thing you said that's not true and then say everything else you said about Joe Biden isn't true. Now, I agree that's the Democrats' playbook. The Democrats said, oh, Donald Trump said inject bleach into your vein. No, he didn't. He never said that. You lied. Go listen to him. He was trying to make a comparison saying the same way bleach cleans out things, if we had something that could do that to a virus, he didn't say put bleach in your veins. You lied. He also didn't say, oh, everybody coming across the border are thugs and rapists and murderers. He never said that. Go listen to it again. He said there are people coming across the border that are that. And then there are people who are good people, I presume, who are looking for a better life. But we don't know one from the other. Just like you said about the people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Well, maybe there were some people who were just protesting. But how are we supposed to know the ones who might want to go in there and do some severe damage to people? That's what Trump was saying. It's wrong when he says it. It's right when you say it. That's why you're such hypocrites. Oh, Donald Trump said Mexico is going to pay for the wall. And Mexico said they're not going to cut a check for the wall. Donald Trump never said, I am going to figure out how much the wall costs. Then I am going to send the bill to Mexico, and Mexico will gladly cut me a check for the price of that wall. He never said that. Donald Trump said they'll pay for it in the long run, because what we're going to do is we're going to increase the taxes on their imports to our country, and that difference will pay for the wall. So whether they want to pay for it is irrelevant. They will pay for it. You know that's what he meant. You know that's exactly what he meant. But you thought the American people were too stupid. Well, no. You know what stupid is? When Donald Trump says coyotes are carrying children across the border and Democratic Congresswoman is saying, how does a coyote drag a child? Donald Trump really thinks there are coyotes that are dragging children? No, not the animal, sweetheart. How did you get elected? You're dumb as a rock. You don't even know what the term coyote is, and you're not even smart enough to say this must be a term I don't understand, because obviously he's not talking about the animal. But Trump's an idiot. Chip Roy also said, and he's correct, there are people right now in the Democratic Party who support terrorist organizations. Literally support an organization that has been labeled by this country as a terrorist organization. How in the world can you have someone in a position of power and authority in this country who admittedly and openly supports a terrorist organization? How is this possible? Nobody cares. We're going to censure Ilhan Omar. We're going to censor this person or that person. We're going to censure another person. Who cares? That means nothing. These people have to be kicked out. These people got to go. And then when you hear them say, well, you know, the voters will take care of that. No, the voters will not take care of that. You'll take care of that. Because what happens if we have a district of voters who are all Hamas supporters, and then that's okay? Well, the Hamas wins. Their supporters spoke. No, that's not the way it works, folks. If there's a person in a position, an elected official in position of power that supports a terrorist organization, deemed a terrorist organization by the United States of America, they have to go. But they're not going anywhere. They're staying right where they are, and they'll probably be reelected. So what do? We have the January 6th tapes. It's very, very clear there was no insurrection. Now, we should have known this because was anybody charged with insurrection? No, they were not. You know why they weren't charged with insurrection? Because you couldn't possibly charge them with that and have a jury convict them of it. So basically, it's vandalism and trespassing. When have you ever heard people going to prison for 10 years, 12 years, 20 years on vandalism and trespassing? If today I broke into a closed store and start smashing stuff, they'd charge me with trespassing and vandalism. They'd probably just give me probation, make me pay whatever I smashed, and that'll be about it. Not going to jail for 20 years. There are child molesters who don't go to jail for 20 years. There are murderers who don't go to jail for 20 years. I have news flash for you. If George Floyd had to just sit in the back of that car and not cause the goddamn ruckus, he would have been out in 3 or 4 days. But the January 6th people, they got to rot in jail forever, because we have to send a message to potential Trump supporters who are getting too close to the truth. Back off or face the consequences. Keep your opinions to yourself or be forewarned, you're on our hit list. Well, I'm not going to keep my opinion to myself. I've told you a zillion times. The presidential election was rigged. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you it was rigged because they struck a deal with Dominion voting machines, although now it's been proven that Dominion voting machines can flip votes, because it just happened a couple of Tuesdays ago and was caught. And I'm not going to tell you, oh, people were stuffing the ballot boxes full, because I don't know if that's the truth or not, even though Dinesh D'Souza has videos of people doing exactly that. I don't know how many votes it was. But I can tell you this, when you withhold critical information from the American people, which is what the FBI did about Hunter Biden's laptop, and when polls show 1 in 6 Biden voters wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden if they thought that laptop was real, you rigged the election. When you change laws in a way that's unconstitutional and illegal to change, and then immediately change them back after the election is over because you even admit they're unconstitutional and illegal, you rigged the election. Now, the same people who were saying Donald Trump is still evil are now suddenly miraculously saying Joe Biden's terrible? Think about that for a minute. If you're a Democrat, 90% of the Democrats I've run into, especially the liberal Democrats, have such a big ego that if they voted for a man who turned out to be a mass murderer, they would try to blame it on the victim. Because they say, oh, no, I'd never vote for somebody like that. You must be wrong. He's great. That's all there is to it. I'm still think he's wonderful. How come they're not doing that with Joe Biden? If Joe Biden got more votes in the history of than anyone in the history of the United States of America running for president, how come they've all abandoned him if he's doing such a wonderful job? Approval rating is 30%. How come with people under 29 years old, Donald Trump is up 6%. So you can't have it both ways. Either he's the most popular president in history and he's doing a wonderful job, or he's horrible, no one wants him to be the president, and everyone who supported him in 2020 has now abandoned him. I don't buy it. I don't buy that many people would abandon him. I think they would hang on to their belief, even if they knew deep down inside they were wrong, they wouldn't admit it. They'd say, oh, no, he's still fine. I still think he's doing a great job. And then you'd tell your wife, he's really doing a lousy job, honey, but we voted for him, so just keep telling the people he's great. No, you're not doing that. You've abandoned Joe Biden because you never voted for him to begin with. Joe Biden didn't get more votes than any president in history, including Barack Obama. Come on. And I'll tell you something else. Donald Trump did get more votes than anyone in presidential history running for his second term and still lost to Joe Biden, who didn't campaign. Come on. So, yeah, I think the election was rigged in the ways I just said. I think COVID was a scam. I think the disease is real. But I think you used it to try to control the American people. We now know the masks didn't work. We now know the vaccines have all kinds of problems. And admittedly, Pfizer's admitted it. All the other people have admitted it. Got major problems with the vaccine. We told you that was going to happen. Who told you? Who told you don't stick something in your arm unless you know what the hell's in it and what effect it could possibly have, unless the risk is worth the reward? If you've got diabetes and you've had 3 heart attacks and you have 1 lung, maybe you might want to take the vaccine because, I mean, geez, if it gives you a 10% chance of not getting it or a 10% chance of getting a less severe case, the risk is worth the reward for you. You're not well. But if you're a 20-year-old soccer player who runs 15 miles a day and has never had a sick day in his life, why are you injecting yourself with this without even knowing what the hell's in it? Or what the side effects could be 5 years from now. We told you that too. We told you the virus came out of the Wuhan lab when the Democrats were saying, no, it did not. Wet market. We told you there was no insurrection. We told you that there was no way Derek Chauvin putting his knee on the back of somebody's neck asphyxiates them. Try choking somebody out by squeezing the back of their neck. We told you all this. We told you when Joe Biden was sniffing kids and rubbing on them, pervert, there's something wrong. Grown men don't do this, not even grandpas. They don't do it. Then when Ashley Biden comes out with a diary saying Joe was in the shower with her when she was way too old to be showering with her father, and it led her to become a nymphomaniac. Well, if it's just an innocent shower, why would you be a nymphomaniac if nothing happened in that shower? You know how nymphomaniacs are created? They're created when they are groomed into thinking sex is love. Sexual contact is love. And then they begin to crave it. That's how nymphomaniacs are made. We told you there was something weird, right? Told you Hunter Biden's laptop was real when you were told it wasn't. Now I'm telling you there was no insurrection, and there's a very strong chance that the initial people who broke into that building and the initial people who started vandalizing it were meant to do so. I'm not saying other people might not have followed suit. You know how easy that is? I could go out in the street right now, and then tonight I go out in the street and say, save the Texas Prairie Chicken. The Texas Prairie Chicken is being slaughtered. Let's break windows. And 99% of the people would say, call the insane asylum. But 1% would be like, yeah, smash a window? That's a good idea. Yeah, Texas Prairie Chicken, I'm with you. Because that's their nature. So there was probably a couple of people that were Trump supporters who acted up. So deal with them. They committed a crime. They're no different than anybody else. But they're not insurrectionists, and you don't get to put them away for the rest of their life because they disagree with your political ideology, and they've blown the whistle on you rigging an election. And I've not even gotten into the fact that Nancy Pelosi had a crew there of videotaping. What did she think was going to happen? Well, we're documenting something, really. What are you documenting, Nancy? By the way, Nancy Pelosi's own daughter is on video saying there was no insurrection. We all know there was no insurrection. Maybe you should believe these people when they reveal who they really are. Tom in New York, are you there?
Hello, sir. I am here. You know, I will say, I watched some of these. I watched some of this footage from January 6th. You know what I saw? I saw the most that I saw thus far was a man that was handcuffed being gingerly escorted into an area and get uncuffed by police officers who didn't look scared to me. Uncuffed, given back his bag, and then he fist pounds him. If that's an insurrection or if that's act of violence, I don't know what these people were watching. Oh, I know. There was no insurrection, not even close. Was there trespassing that day? Sure. But why are these people still, now that these tapes have been released, why are these people still in prison in Washington, D.C.?
The answer to the question is very simple, because they threatened the machine. Now ask yourself the same question, except put Donald Trump's name in. Why is Donald Trump being prosecuted for doing what every businessman in New York has done for hundreds of years? Why is Donald Trump being prosecuted in different states for things that are meaningless or not even actually constitutionally legal to prosecute somebody for? Because he's threatening the machine. When you threaten the machine comes for you. The January 6th people threatened the machine. And they came for them. Donald Trump is threatening the machine, and they're coming for him. That's the way it works. That's precisely the way it works. So that's the answer to the question. But the real question is, what do we intend to do about it when Chip Roy is correct when he says the Republicans are feckless for the most part, and they will not do as they promise? To go back on their word, they continue to say, maybe we shouldn't go down this road. I've had enough of it. And you should have had enough of it, too, a long time ago. From this point on, this program is going to do the following. When these Republicans buck the system and reveal the machine, I'm going to tell you their names, and I'm going to tell you you need to support them. When the opposite happens, and these Republicans lie to you and go back on their word, I'm going to tell you about them, too. And I'm going to tell you you need to drop your support for them. The only way we are ever going to reach any kind of a conclusion to this nonsense that's happening in this country is to hold people responsible. In a fair country, Derek Chauvin would be out of prison. He probably would be charged with a civil rights violation of some kind, and he probably would be told you can't be a police officer, you didn't react in a proper manner, and we feel that you maybe overreacted or whatever, but you didn't cause his death. You're not a murderer, and you're not a racist. You're just a guy who probably didn't follow protocol as good as you should have, and for that reason, maybe it's not cut out for you to be a police officer. In a fair America, the man who shot Ashley Babbitt would be in jail. She's an unarmed woman who posed no threat, and you killed her in front of her fiancé for no good reason. In a fair America, the people who broke the windows, vandalized the Capitol, would have been trespassed, would have been forced to pay reparations for the damage that they did, and probably serve a very short jail sentence or probation. None of that's going to happen, folks, unless you make it happen. And the only way you're going to make it happen is to stop voting for people who are fence sitters. The fence sitting is over. You were lied to for 3 years about this insurrection, and most of you swallowed it hook, line, and sinker and said, oh, that's terrible. Oh, they were so threatened. And then you had these morons, literally like Mike Pence. It was the scariest day of my life. I was just horrified. Yeah. Fool any of the American people. You were the first person out of the presidential race because nobody fell for your garbage. Maybe the American people are waking up. We'll see. It's right before your eyes. All you have to do is wake up from your dream state and recognize that you've been lied to and you don't believe the people who are liars anymore. And the people who have told you the truth, and I consider myself one of them, start listening when we tell you something. I could be wrong, but if I'm wrong, I'll get on this show and tell you, you know, I was wrong about this. They're not going to do that. They're just going to say that their truth is their truth, and you better believe it. And eventually, folks, the machine comes for you, too.